A Worcester man will serve 6 to 9 years in prison for the sexual assault of a 28-year-old woman in Massillon. 56-year-old Randall Brown pleaded guilty earlier this month to charges of rape, sexual battery, and gross sexual imposition. The incident happened in June 2024. Common Pleas Judge Taryn Heath handed down the sentence November 18th. After his release, Brown must register as a Tier 3 sex offender for the rest of his life. Sebring police say a widely shared allegation of a sexual assault at B.L. Miller Elementary School is unfounded. Claim involved two students in an after-school program. Police say video and interviews found no evidence of a crime. Mother of the child who reported the incident accepts the police finding but says the district failed to notify parents. Monday, Christy Gorby and supporters urged the Board of Education to adopt a policy requiring alerts when any student reports inappropriate conduct. District officials say no notice was necessary because the claim was not substantiated. City of Canton will now charge more for copies of public records, including photos, documents, and audio or video recordings. Council voted Monday to allow the police department and prosecutor's office to charge up to $60 per hour to prepare video records, up to $750 per request. The city says the move puts it in line with state law. According to the repository, law director Jason Reese says the city has received an influx of requests for videos which are then posted on social media. Says the process of redacting information, removing audio, blurring faces, and more can be lengthy and takes officers away from their regular duties. Stark County's November 4th election now official with turnout at just under 30%, far higher than the last off-year election. Board of Elections certified more than 72,000 ballots Monday. The only change ahead could come in Pike Township, where Issue 21, the police district levy, triggered an automatic recount after passing by 3 votes. Local race outcomes remain the same, and any candidate seeking a separate recount must request one within 5 days and pay for it. Akron-Canton Airport preparing for one of the busiest travel weeks of the year, with peak travel expected today, Thursday, and Sunday. Passengers advised plan ahead with over 50% more seats available this year. Travelers should review TSA checklists, check in online, no baggage rules, arrive early, and carry a real ID or passport. After the holidays, passengers can take advantage of seasonal airfare deals with nonstop and one-stop options to 24 destinations through partner airlines like Allegiant, American, Breeze, and United. Portage County Grand Jury has indicted a man for allegedly sexually abusing a girl over several years. 68-year-old Charles Hamilton of Shalersville charged with rape and multiple counts of gross sexual imposition. According to the indictment, the activity occurred between October 2019 and October 2022, beginning when the girl was 11. Hamilton was booked into the county jail Saturday. A temporary protection order has been issued, a status hearing set for December 30th, with a jury trial scheduled to begin January 21st. Man was found dead in his Knox Township home over the weekend. Columbiana County Sheriff's deputies discovered Brian Tobo Sunday afternoon in the 22,000 block of Margaret Lane. Coroner's investigator Wade Boley has called the death suspicious. The Ohio BCI working with the sheriff's office. Autopsy results are still pending. State audit of the former Eastern Gateway Community College in Steubenville has found more than $17 million in questioned spending. Auditor Keith Faber says deficiencies in record-keeping and derelict accounting and controls led to rampant mismanagement of public resources. Eastern Gateway ended instruction last year and shut down operations September 30th. The audit report says school officials routinely spent money without verifying the expenses were proper or allowed and borrowed money without fully disclosing details to lenders or grasping financial implications of the debt. It also did not verify student aid was being properly dispersed. 44 findings were identified between July 2022 and June 2023. Additional audit results will be released in the coming months. Boardman police investigating a bank fraud scheme after a man fled with more than $50,000. The incident began November 19th when the suspect opened accounts and received a $67,000 wire transfer at First National Bank. Authorities say he used fake driver's licenses, moved money between accounts, and attempted to wire $55,000 to a Chicago address. Bank employees discovered the fraud before completing the wire, but the man escaped with a $50,000 cashier's check and $5,000 in cash from another branch. Investigators say he also provided a fraudulent Pennsylvania license to a different branch earlier this month.